TubeCityOnline.com.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Daniel Beisler. I am the attorney for Mr. and Mrs. William Durling. Can you hear me? Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Durling live on Halsey Drive, adjacent to the property that Mr. Young purchased recently and has been clearing out for the ATVs for the children. Mr. and Mrs. Durling called me over the weekend, and when they indicated to me they're having some problems because Mrs. Durling has health problems, asthma, and motorbikes kick up dirt. And I thought, well, maybe we have a civil matter here that needs to be looked at. So with that in mind, I started taking a look at some of the law here, and I know city and the solicitor will take a closer look at the law. If, in fact, everything is in compliance legally, well, then we'll have to take a look at neighbor-to-neighbor dispute here and whether this is a civil matter. But I bring to your attention several issues that need to be addressed, and among them would be whether or not the ATVs are, in fact, a nuisance in that they create a great deal of noise going around that area, whether or not there are safety issues involved here. Under the motor vehicle law, the kids that are under 16 have to have safety certificates in order to operate that ATV. And I have a copy of the law for Mr. Elash, and I'll just hand that up at the end of my 3 minutes. Whether or not the ATVs can come across a public street onto the property is also another issue that the city needs to be concerned about as far as the police monitoring this kind of thing. And you see in the audience, there's a lot of people here that, you know, they want to have something for these kids to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. As Councilwoman indicated, that's a great idea for the kids. But if it's affecting someone's right to enjoy their own public piece of private property, then there is a concern here. And if it's in violation of the zoning or ordinances or the statutes or the motor vehicle law, then that also needs to be looked at by the city. So I appreciate the mayor's efforts there as far as maybe coming to some sort of a way of working this all out. If, in fact, everything is legally in compliance, you know, my clients are certainly willing to take a look at possibility of maybe a buffer to prevent the dust from coming up onto their property, and we don't have to go into litigation. And you know how lawyers love litigation. But this is something that we appreciate the council taking the time to go up there and take a look at it on their own, taking a look at whether or not you would want this butted up against your house and ATVs going up and down, you know, maybe with restricted hours is one other possibility of a way of resolving it. But I would just like to hand up to Mr. Elash a copy of the Pennsylvania zoning law. He already has this information, but maybe just as a guidance as he starts to take a look at whether or not things are in compliance, as well as a copy of the motor vehicle code. I'm sure there's some other people here to talk both for and against this issue. I appreciate your time. I'm usually the one sitting there listening, and I appreciate your efforts as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weissman. Hey, John.
Wow. Hello.
Please state your name and your address, please.
James Young. 202 Arnold Drive, City of McKeesport. First of all, thank you.
Congratulations, Mayor.
Very well done. I wanted to take this time to explain what we're doing up here, as well as the residents here that are packing this house. I appreciate you guys coming out for this event. 2 weeks ago, we purchased a piece of property, the old dump, from Castoros, Gail, and Chuck. Told them what we wanted to do. Initially, they had a ball field built down there by the city. A councilman sat where you guys sat and directed Public Works to go up there and build a ball field for the kids of Haler Heights. Surrounding Haler Heights was a group of motorbike trails that the residents up there referred to as the bumps. Now, I don't know who all was here right now that participated in riding in those bumps, but I guarantee you there are certain people that live in the city now that remember those days and always had fond memories of growing up where they did. Well, for years, this property fell by the wayside. As progress moved in, tires were dumped, The city, I understand, at one time used it as a dump site, and who would have thought that we would ever want to buy a dump? I mean, you hear about buying swamp land in Florida. We were going to buy a dump in McKeesport with one goal in mind: to give my child and his buddies a place to go and shoot paintballs at each other, ride trail bikes, shoot airsoft. And then all of a sudden, we had guys from the fire department wanting to battle the guys from the police department in paintball. Imagine 5-on-5, old men running around with guns and shooting plastic balls at each other. I've never done that. I've never played the game, so I can't comment to the fact that what that would be like, but I see the welts that the kids come home with, and I just shake my head, but that's what kids like to do in their outdoor activity. But the trail bike issue for me started a long time ago. When we first moved in up there, we talked to Mr. Fawcett, who owns Fawcett Meadow, which is adjacent to Marshall Drive and runs parallel with Wainwright. And for 7 years we rode up there and never had an issue. Not one. Never was there a complaint to City Hall. Never was there a call to the police department to, hey, those kids are riding dirt bikes and ATVs up there, because Fawcett's boys had ATVs also. So when this young man, my son, was probably 5, he had his first trail bike. So that tells you how long ago this was. It's been a long time we rode up there. Now, when this opportunity presented itself, we thought, this is perfect. We can keep track of our kids. And my next door neighbor, who's sitting here too, he also rides. What better place for them to go right across the street pushing their bikes? Pushing, not riding their bikes, pushing their bikes.
Mr. Young, you're at the 3-minute mark.
Okay, I'm approaching that 3 minutes. I appreciate that.
You're approaching. You're at the 3-minute mark. Please.
Okay.
Another sentence.
Okay. Permission to yield everybody that's speaking for this to give me their time.
I'm not accepting that.
You're not accepting that? Okay.
Yeah, we signed in.
Okay, they are signed in. There's 3 signed in for this.
They'll be acknowledged and be called to report for them.
Yes, sir. What we tried to do was to revitalize an area that were already used for dirt bikes and ATVs. Actually, they weren't ATVs because there weren't ATVs back then. Supposedly, there was a restricted covenant directed at building codes for up in that area, where when we built our house, we had to have so much brick percentage on our house.
Yeah, I have to cut you off.
Okay, well, I'm getting to the point, sir.
I think you got your point already.
You got my point.
Give me 3 minutes, yes.
Okay. This, I'll, with respect, sir, thank you very much. Counsel, I will not take any more of your time. I appreciate your opportunity.
TubeCityOnline.com.
I don't mean to cut him off because I'm favoring one person or another. Believe me when I say that. But I think I'm trying to be fair with 3 minute time. Again,
we get away with that.
He could buy the other 3 minutes. I think he'd be more informed than the other people.
Correct?
I thought it went for 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. I said before the meeting started, I'm not going to use that 5 minutes or whatever. I didn't have any limit at all before. But because of the amount of people that want to speak here,
so she could yield her time.
Well, I don't agree with Mr. Young.
Oh, yeah, yes. Probably
all right. I like Mr. Young, but I don't agree with him. I think other people are going to talk about the noise. Someone else has talked about the air pollution. I just want to clear up some misconceptions. Number one, I wasn't born old. Number two, I really like children. I like the young, and I especially like their children and the boy that lives next door to them. They're very nice, polite children. I would like a citywide ordinance prohibiting those vehicles in residential areas, not just mine, but throughout the city. I don't just live in Haller Heights. I live in McKeesport. I've been listening to those bikes on the Fawcett lot for years, They go on and on. And to a person along that side of Wainwright, I've heard complaints about the noise and the disturbance and having to go inside. I'd also like the city to enforce its zoning ordinance. I want to know if Mr. Young and his wife applied for a zoning certificate setting forth what property they had, also setting forth how they plan to use that property with a map, with a study of the environmental impact on our community, and whether they applied for a variance or a non-conforming use or a conditional use, because this is in violation. It's not the typical use of a residential lot. The lot is not abutting their property or part of it. It's two houses down and across the street. It's a new use of this property. Even if it was used as a ball field and a trail years ago, under the ordinance, a non-conforming use ends if that use has not been applied for a 12-month consecutive period or 12 out of 18 consecutive periods. And I've lived in my house for 20 years, and believe me, it was not used as a ball field or as a bike trail during that period of time. I'm all for a recreational area for the children, riding their bikes, playing ball. I don't know about paintball either, so I'm not sure exactly what would be involved there. But if he complies with the zoning ordinance, Mr. Young would lay forth how he plans to use that, and there would be a study by the Planning Commission, and he would come back to you, and there would be a public hearing for all the people of McKeesport and whether or not they want that kind of ordinance in their community, in your community. And it does affect the value of our properties. Everything I've seen online says that noise and the use of those ATVs and motorbikes brings down the value of the property. And I've already had two people tell me they were considering moving up there but will not move up there if there is a dirt bike trail behind their house.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Sabina.
Pardon me?
Hi, my name is Denise Colbert. I live on 207 Arnold Drive. I live across the street from Mr. Young and adjacent to the proposed dirt bike trail. I too purchased three lots from the dump. That was called the dump, and I've turned it into my home. I love my home. 9 years ago, I stood before all of you asking for a variance due to the restrictive covenant and what I needed to do in order to build there. It's a great neighborhood. It's a great place to live. I do have concerns with the paintball, of course, with the noise. Imagine you're in your pool and it's a Saturday afternoon. You've worked all week and it's really hard. And 50 feet from you are 10 people riding dirt bikes and three adults on ATVs. I don't know how long any of you could stand that on a Saturday, you know, if you wanted to relax and enjoy your property. I do agree that the kids in the city need something to do. Maybe the city could help them find some place to have a trail. Maybe there's a place down at Renzi Park they could have a trail, and Mr. Young could help set it up. I'm asking that you all be fair in thinking about this, the culture of the neighborhood, and considering the property values. My dump was assessed at $185,000. It's a lot of money for a dump. And I was born and raised in McKeesport. I work in the city. I've been working at Kane for 27 years. So I have a vested interest in my home and my community and where I live. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ryan Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ryan Palmer. I live on 105 MacArthur Drive in the city here. A couple things I'd like to comment about it. I just moved into the city, into the neighborhood up in Haller Heights last year in December. Wanted to move up there. It's a quiet community. It's nice. Raised my daughter, 9-month-old little girl, somewhere that I wanted to be safe in the city. I had gotten a letter from a lady that knocked on my door presenting that somebody was trying to build a recreational spot here in the neighborhood for the kids. And so we talked about it, and so there's some arguments going on about here. That's what we're here today for. I only want to express what I have to say is that the problems that we have going on in the neighborhoods and the cities around here, I personally, and again, this is what I feel, that I wouldn't feel safe taking my daughter to Renzi Park and letting her play. This gentleman's kids are old enough to go about themselves and go down and play basketball, do what they want to do. He's trying to purchase land that he purchased with his money, his hard time, his labor, and dump site of the city of McKeesport for a recreational area. It's not like it's in somebody's yard. It's in their backyards. It's in the valley. If people are worried about the noise ordinances, I've never received anything when I moved into that neighborhood about having a noise ordinance or having to follow certain rules or things like that. That has to do with an association, as I was told. That's not an association. That's a community, a neighborhood, a district at that. And I don't feel right. It's not right to just negate everything that somebody's trying to do for the children in the city. That's all this gentleman's trying to do is have somewhere safe. There's nowhere at all in Haller Heights. If any of you are from there, live there, have been there, there's nowhere to go. You can walk your daughter up and down the street that people drive up there at 100 miles an hour. That's all I have to do with my daughter all day long. I have nowhere to go with her, have nothing to do. And I just feel that the people that are in the neighborhood now are a younger generation of people that are living in that neighborhood. Kids aren't playing ball in their backyard no more. Half of the kids are playing PlayStation inside their house. So for someone to try to get their children and other children in the community outside to do something a little more recreational than sit inside and burn your brain all day long, to me, I'm all for it. I have nothing against it. I wish more people would feel the same way I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
TubeCityOnline.com.
I said before, Council, we may have discussed this last night, if you're looking for an answer for us tonight, to say whose side we're on, there is no side.
Can you use your microphone, Nancy?
I'm as close as I possibly can. There's no side to choose on this, Council. As Mr. Beister stated, though, there are laws. There's a covenant to which Mr. Elash alluded to in the Daily News today, and I'm going to ask him to recite a little bit of that covenant that's restrictive, and I don't know if it pertains to this particular instance or not, but there is a covenant. It's been tested in court, it was challenged, and the challenger lost. The covenant is still in place. Mr. Elash?
The covenant, I haven't reviewed the covenant itself. There's restrictive covenants are in the deed.
You made some remarks, that's it.
Yeah, my remarks were the restrictive covenants aren't generally enforced by a municipality. That's something that's enforced civilly between the homeowners.
That's correct. That's the point I wanted to say.
Right, that isn't something that you would get involved in.
Did you hear that? The covenant for Haller Heights is restrictive. This will require a civil suit. Nothing demanding from the city itself. It's a civil suit. This covenant was crafted by Blanche Weebag back in, I don't know the date here, it was a long time ago, it was 51. It was up to me what had this all over the city, to tell you the truth. And I'm not saying I'm favoring whatever's going on up there either. But the covenant still stands in place today. Whether regards to this or not, I have no idea. We also have, that was presented to me before the meeting, this is against dirt bikes and ATVs, wanting them to cease and desist immediately. I'm thinking there's probably about 40 names on here. I don't know. So there is opposition. I'm not counting how many either way. However, Mayor Shripko, you did offer to meet with these people. I think that's an excellent idea. I think we should gather all of our laws that we have, including the covenant, the state vehicle code, the zoning ordinance, any state laws, and I think we should make sure that there's definite liability insurance to protect the property owners and the kids who are riding these bikes. That's an essential item. If I own the property up there and the ATVs are on it, I'm responsible if they get hurt. I don't think that's anyone would want to face that. And I'm trying to stay as neutral as I can. However, I mean, there's some negatives to this also, as well as positives. I want to see kids playing too, keeping them out of trouble. There's no doubt. The gentleman said something about Renzi Housing Park. To me, it's about as safe as you can get.
Yeah.
I know we had a murder up there. Those people were off in Duquesne. We had those problems before with them people. We're requiring security from now on. So, hoping that won't happen again. But I'm up here every day with the senior center. I have not seen any violence or any fights up here. Or anything would harm anyone going down there. As far as calling it a dump site, the city didn't. We took advantage of the situation. Mr. Castura asked us to fill in up there. That was clean field that went in up here. We had Senate Engineering do a geological survey. We've done only until we were told to stop. That's all we could. That's all the further we could go with. So, if you're talking rubbish and whatever dumped in there, that was before Senate Engineering did their survey. Also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's a main sewer line up there running down the middle. We cleaned that out one time. I was public works director. Very, very difficult to do. We had a cracked pipe. We had to send men down there and do the work by hand because no kind of machinery could get there. Now, if that's the same area that you're talking about. So I tell you, if you are going to go and allow this, be mindful of that sewer line up there also. We had tires thrown into it. It's a joke. This is no joke. We had a seal. So that's what I wanted to say in regards to this subject. If there's any other councilman who'd like to say something, please speak now. Otherwise, I made my request to Mayor Shrepko. He's opened his doors to you. Please try to be tolerant of each other until we get this solved so that everybody's happiness. You have to live in that area. You have to enjoy it. There should be no break of peace. There should be serenity and the right for everyone to live in that peace. So with that, hopefully this can be resolved. I thank you.
TubeCityOnline.com.